Hello, I'm Noah Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God, your house, to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins. According to Scripture, he is buried. He rose again, third day, according to the Scripture. Thank God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. She's anointed me, preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal broken hearted, preach deliverance to the captives, give with sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. Word is nigh thee, in your heart, in your mouth. It's a word of faith which I preach. You confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. Amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, thou shalt to the Greek. Then is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Thank God. Amen. I want to welcome everyone to this audio. I'm going to be talking some about patriarchs, some about matriarchs, some about families that may be led by a matriarch, and how the body of Christ as an apostle and prophet deals with the matriarch. I've been talking to Kathy D. She tells me in the book of Acts, it talks about patriarchs.
Correct. It talks about it three times. In Acts 2, it talks about the patriarch David.
Is that Peter?
Yes, that's Peter speaking.
Right.
Acts 7, it talks about Jacob and the 12 patriarchs.
Right.
And then Acts 7:9 talks about, and the patriarchs, the same patriarchs, the 12, that were moved with envy.
Now, and I've asked you to look, and apparently it's not in the Bible that matriarchs are in the kingdom of God.
Correct. Matriarch is not in the Word of God.
Not in the Word. Right. But it is in Merriam-Webster, right?
Right.
Would you read that to me and the world?
Matriarch is a woman who rules or dominates a family, group, or state, specifically a mother who is the head and ruler of her family and descendants.
After 46 years in the kingdom of God, walking in the Word of God, I met many families that were matriarchal families. It's not too common that you find a patriarchal family. I know some. I've dealt with them. I've worked for them. You better know that. I've also dealt with what looked to be a patriarchal family, but the woman of the house told that man what he ought to do and always directed his steps. So, as an apostle and prophet to the body of Christ, God sent first in the church, apostle, secondary to prophet, thirdly teacher. After that, you want to read that?
1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
Ephesians chapter 4, God set first in the church, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Thank God. So what I want to say, my ministry as an apostle and prophet is not well received by a matriarchal family. Not at all. In fact, a matriarchal family, the family generally, this treats an apostle and prophet with disdain, and I've experienced much of it. That doesn't bother me. I'm still God's servant. Amen? And I'll always be. And I will say this, God has sent me as a prophet in the scripture, in the church. Thank God to pull down, throw down, tear down, destroy, plant, and build. That's my ministry. Thank God, amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. And that's what I do. And I make many matriarchs very angry at me. They're not really angry at me. They're angry at God. And they'll do wicked things against me to try to destroy me, discredit me. But God sent me into church as a prophet, and a teacher, and an apostle. And I stand up to these spirits of matriarchs. I'm not impressed. No, God is not moved by a matriarch or a patriarch or anyone else. God is God, and no one tells him what to do. So it's interesting to watch the wickedness of a woman that's head of a household, a matriarch, when she meets an apostle and prophet. It's interesting to see how she responds, because she'll go to great lengths to get out from under the authority of that apostle and prophet. You know what I've learned about matriarch families? The mother rules and the children oppress. The mother rules and children oppress. Not this one. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm a teacher. I'm a pastor. I'm an evangelist. And the mother not going to rule this man, nor is the children going to oppress him. That simple. Thank God. Let's read Isaiah 3 to the matriarchs and to their children.
Isaiah 3:12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of thy paths.
And I deal with this all the time. All the time. But, you know, I won't deal with them forever. I'll just say, you're going to have to submit yourself to the Word of God. And that's what I'm doing right now. I think we've said enough to put in some subjection some evil spirits of mothers that think they can rule any situation. You know what I've noticed about them? If they find an apostle, prophet that they don't like, they will go off and submit themselves to a devil, a man, a wicked man, and all kinds of perversion. It's unreal what they'll submit to rather than a man of God. Thank God. Well, God bless you. This is all I've got to say. Love you. Lord loves you. Good night.